Pinacoteca. The Pinacoteca building, completed in 1931, was commissioned by Pope Pius XI (1922–1939) to reorder a collection of paintings, already belonging to several popes, started by Pius VI (1775–1799). Many of the paintings on display were transported to Paris by Napoleon in 1797, but were later returned following the Congress of Vienna 1815, also for the intercession of the sculptor Antonio Canova. The works, ranging from the Middle Ages to the 1800s, are exhibited in chronological order in 18 rooms. Room I. There are collected works of painters of the XII 13 and 14 century, called primitive because they preceded Giotto. The paintings on a wooden panel are generally characterized by a golden background, figures with clean outlines and uniform colors, lack of perspective in the architectural elements. The main figure is often represented in the center, while the stories of his life are illustrated on the sides. Room 2. It is dedicated to the Sienese painters of the 14th century and Giotto 1267–1337, the greatest Italian artist of the Middle Ages. Noteworthy, Jesus Before Pilate by Pietro Lorenzetti 1280–1345–1348, in which the extreme refinement and elegance of painting, characteristic of the painters of this city, is expressed in sinuous forms and warm colors, the Blessing Redeemer by Simone Martini 1284–1344. In the center is Giotto's triptych, called Stefaneschi, from the name of the client. Painted on both sides, it depicts on the central panel Saint Peter on the throne with angels and offerers on the recto and Christ on the throne with angels and offerer Cardinal Stefaneschi on the reverse. Note the refined mosaic decorations of the throne. Room 3. There are exhibited works by artists of the early 15th century, a period in which there was the transition to the new painting in the city of Florence. The golden background tends to disappear, the figures become increasingly solid, the central perspective has a single point of escape in which the straight lines that indicate the depth converge. Of great beauty is the small tempera on panel of the Madonna and Child, Saint Dominic and Saint Catherine, by the Dominican friar Beato Angelico. Here the new pictorial theories go perfectly with the love for the typical miniature of the Middle Ages. Room IV. In this room there are works by the Emilian painter Meloso da Forli 1438–1494, the «Musician Angels» are fragments of a vast fresco that covered the apsidal basin of the Church of the Holy Apostles at Piazza Venezia and depicted «Christ in glory between angels and apostles». The figures with bold glimpses, serene faces and airy hair are often reproduced in the music history texts. Another detached fresco, the work of Meloso, is Sixtus IV and Platina 1477, which depicts Platina's appointment as prefect of the Apostolic Library and portrays Giuliano della Rovere, the future Julius II, in a cardinal habit. All the characters are inserted within an architecture strictly in perspective, with the classic motifs of the coffered ceilings adorned with rosettes, golden moldings and with oak garlands. Sixtus IV also belonged to the Rovere family. Room V. It is still dedicated to 15th-century painting. In the painting Miracles of San Vincenzo Ferrer by Ercole de Ruberti circa 1450–1496, one finds a typical theme of Italian painting of this century, the taste for ancient ruins and the architecture of the past. Room V. contains polyptychs of Italian artists of the 15th century, often still tied to the 14th century ways, golden background, attention to detail. Room 7. Collects works from the Umbrian pictorial school, including the Virgin and Child with Four Saints by Perugino 1446–1524, completed in 1495, in which the artist composes the subjects in calm and balanced poses, inserting them within an architectural space in turn immersed in a gentle and serene landscape. The artist had already painted the Handing Over the Keys 1461 in the Sistine Chapel. Note the Saint Jerome Enthroned by Giovanni Santi, -1494, father of the great Raphael. Room 8. It exhibits on the walls a tapestry of the Last Supper taken from the work of Leonardo da Vinci 1452–1519 and Flemish tapestries of the 16th century on cartoons by Raphael 1483–1520, the latter were first placed inside of the Sistine Chapel, in the lower part of the walls. In the center of the room there are works by Raphael, on the right the Coronation of the Virgin of 1502–1503, belonging to the youth phase, on the left the Madonna di Foligno 1511–1512, contemporary with the work phase in the apartment of Julius II known as the Rooms, in the center, the masterpiece of the Transfiguration 1518–1520, executed in oil on wood, in which the artist shows that he is under the influence of Michelangelo in the drama of the figures. Room X contains an unfinished work by Leonardo, the famous San Girolamo from 1482. Note, in the upper left, the typically Leonardo landscape, made up of glaciers and remote mountains, as well as the emaciated figure of the saint who, having abandoned all his earthly possessions, embraces the ascetic life. In the room there is also the Lamentation over the Dead Christ by the Venetian painter Giovanni Bellini 1430–1516. Room X contains works executed by some of the greatest painters of the 16th century. Veneto, to Titian 1490–1576 belongs the Madonna di San Niccolo dei Frari with the beautiful veiled woman on the right, while it is by Paolo Cagliari known as Veronese 1528–1588 a painting representing Santalina, taken from below, it is interpreted according to a typical typology of the artist, like a rich woman dressed in a large shimmering brocade dress. Room 11. Works by painters of the second half of the 16th century are on display, including the Lapidation of Santo Stefano by Giorgio Vasari 1511–1574, the Sacrifice of Isaac by Ludovico Carracci, the Annunciation by Cavalier d'Arpino, dated 1606, and Baracci's Rest on the Flight into Egypt 1528–1612. Room 12. It is dedicated to the painters of the early 17th century, who inherited the taste for realism and daring glimpses from Caravaggio. Of particular interest are the Communion of Saint Jerome, painted by Domenichino in 1616, the Crucifixion of Saint Peter, and Saint Matthew and the Angel by Guido Reni 1575–1642, Saint Peter who denies Christ by Caravaggesque school, the Deposition from the Cross by Caravaggio in 1604 and the Martyrdom of Saint Erasmus by the French painter Nicolas Poussin. Rooms 13, 14 and 15. In the first room there are paintings by the Flemish Van Dyck, the Italian Pietro da Cortona and the French Nicolas Poussin, while in the rooms 14 and 15 there are paintings of genre from the 1600s and 1700s. Room 16. It houses paintings by the Bohemian painter Wenzel Peter 1745-1829, born near Prague, the superb Adam and Eve in Paradise on Earth with an exceptional variety of flowers and animals is worth mentioning. The two adjoining rooms display clay models of statues by Gian Lorenzo Bernini, made for works in the Basilica of San Pietro, room 17, and Greek icons from the 15th to the 19th century, room 18. Share this. Click to share on Twitter, opens in new window. Click to share on Facebook, opens in new window. Related posts.